Hi, I'm Mike Holvey, President and CEO of the RAB, and this is Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Earlier this year, we attended the NAB show in Las Vegas. During that time, I had the opportunity to sit down with thought leaders from across the industry. We talked about their plans for the future, how they're collaborating with the RAB as well as others in the industry, and focused on advertiser outcomes. We also spent time ideating about what the future of the industry looks like, some exciting and big plans for sure. A big thank you to our friends at Inco in Bennstown for allowing us to bring the Radio on Main Street podcast booth back to the NAB show exhibit floor again this year. Well, today it's the seventh episode in the series. You will hear a conversation that I had with Jose Villafañe, the Chief Executive Officer and CRO at Nueva Network. Jose's passion for radio and the opportunities in multicultural marketing, as well as the explosion happening in Hispanic radio, is truly infectious, especially with his clear purpose and vision for Nueva Network's growth, especially as the company super serves its listening community.
And we are thrilled to be on the Inco set here, literally, I guess we say Main Street and Radio on Main Street, but we are on Main Street here at NAB. And Jose, thank you very much for joining us for our conversation today. I've been looking forward to this conversation because if there's one person in the broadcast industry today who is more energetic, and I'm a positive guy,
yeah,
but you got me going because like you're positive 24 hours a day. I think I don't know what you do in your sleep periods, but you know, you're famous for working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
You have a vision. In the last few years, you have done some amazing things with the Nueva Networks. It seems like every day there is headlines being made by your company. So I was excited that we had the opportunity to spend some time here at NAB and have a discussion. So welcome and thank you.
Thank you, Mike, for the invitation. This is a privilege and an honor to be here with you, President of the RAB, and being here at this great Las Vegas venue. Yeah.
Okay, I ran some figures.
Sure.
And you know it. By the time this airs, and again, we're the first part of April, and when publishing dates come out,
yeah.
But I was doing some numbers on your company.
Yes.
So 517 stations, 112 markets, and again, you're impacting 97% of the country, right? 100% Hispanic owned.
Absolutely, yes. 100% Hispanic owned, yeah.
And what's the secret? What's the passion behind it? And where are you going?
The secret, it's passion. A lot of passion, a lot of purpose for me and my team. Number one thing is getting the right people. And a lot of the announcements that you've seen is hiring people that I've worked in the industry for the past 28 years. So in the last 4 years, I've been bringing them over here as they're looking to expand on their careers to become senior vice presidents or presidents and help me build this company. I can't build this. You have a vision for it, but if you don't have the people to build it with you, it's nothing. So it's that, purpose and vision.
The Hispanic market is growing.
Yes.
And it's growing rapidly.
Yes.
I know in our discussions, you know, you have your eye on the 2030 census.
Yes.
And we, if you pay attention to any of that, you see what this forward momentum is going to be.
Absolutely.
But you built a model around that.
Yeah, I did. And it's not just, it is 100% Hispanic owned. It is a Spanish language company, but we are a radio company, period. We want to compete against all radio in the market. And the way we do that is catering to our niche audience, which is going to be 25% of the population. But in reality, if you were counting the Latinos in the United States, it would be the fifth largest country in the world. Imagine that. Within the United States, we have this population that has kept their language, their cultural, and now places like Pandora and Spotify streaming top 10 in Spanish language radio. So how does that translate to what we do on a day-to-day basis with our properties is that we create local content, national content, get into that population, whether you're Mexican or Caribbean, and we want to entertain them and make them feel good about their ride to work or coming back home to their families and just getting that audience through the day, through social media, radio, and digital.
When you look at consumption,
yes,
and the radio markets, it is exceedingly high. I mean, one, of all the traditional media, radio hasn't lost audience.
No, it has not.
We've remained strong. the challenge we have is an economic challenge, not a consumption challenge.
Right.
From the Hispanic perspective, what do you see?
Well, you're completely right. Radio has not gone away. The audience is there. Our TSLs are higher than everybody else. When you look at a 2.5 minutes, you're looking at 4 minutes, people listen to us on the radio. From the economic side, I think the industry has done a disservice to themselves because we're competing against each other when we shouldn't be. We should be eliminating radio, whether it's Hispanic, urban, or general market, and compete against the digital, and not only compete with them, but tell what's our place in the media landscape, how we connect really with people versus just kind of scale. If our numbers may be smaller than a digital platform, but the engagement that radio provides is second to none. So when I hear people live talking from 6 a.m. in the morning with that radio host and listen to what he's saying and calling in to just get the perspective, to that connection is unreplaced by anything that you could see out there. It's like going to me, is like people always talk about live events like the Super Bowl. We do the Super Bowl every day. You know, our morning show is there from 5 o'clock in the morning all the way to 11 o'clock because they produce the show, then they go live, and then they leave. And we have a Super Bowl every single day of the day. You know, it's incredible.
One of the things I focus on in this role, but also as a broadcaster,
yeah,
running a family-owned company for 35 years, was the term beyond broadcast.
Yes.
And, you know, radio is not just that one-way device anymore. We all know that.
Sure.
You've got some great success stories in your companies about your personalities that have grown beyond the broadcast,
yes,
which is an extension of what they do on the air.
Absolutely. And they did it organically. You know, when radios, they talk about radio, everybody uses the cliche that we're the first influencers. Radio personalities were the first ones to adapt to social media because they felt there was a way to connect with the audience outside of the radio stations. So when I have a personality like Chicky Baby, Stephanie Obadinis, who's on the radio in the morning, then she does her social media, then she's on television, on Univision in the afternoons, constantly she's talking to her audience.
Right.
And she never stops a beat to send that message to them and be grateful that they're following throughout the day. And that leads to brands connecting with her to reach that audience to make a significant difference on how they purchase those products.
We're at NAB 2025. Jose, one of the most energetic people you're going to find. I have a question for your origin story.
Yes.
Like, when did you're 51 years old.
Yes.
You're a young guy.
Yes.
When did that on-air light flip on with you for the first time? When did you know that broadcast was something that you needed to be involved in?
Oh, I didn't know what I wanted to do in college. I was the first one to graduate. And going into CATS, I started my career at CATS in 1997, and I worked as an assistant. And I just saw, even though CATS is the behind-the-scenes sales, I just felt like I was in the entertainment business. I was doing lunches with my AE. I was doing, you know, dinners. We're doing these great events on radio, whether it be on station or on site. I knew that I have arrived, and I knew that sales was my passion. But as I looked at CATS, it was a great stepping stone to go into the station side. Then I went to Miami. Then I went to Atlanta. So around the country as an NSM. And I just knew that this was what I wanted to be for life, and I really love it. I don't work. I haven't worked for 28 years.
Right.
I really just experienced something. I'm grateful for being here, you know?
One of the things that I'm very proud of with the industry is how well everyone's working together right now.
Yes.
You mentioned we're not competing against each other.
We're not.
I mean, our competition far exceeds anyone in the radio space, as we know very well.
Yeah.
And we're at a point in time where we're seeing large companies, small companies, sharing resources, helping with that common messaging. Everybody's got their secret sauce, right?
Sure.
That's not
yeah.
what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But we have to elevate radio's message.
Yes.
We have to be speaking with the same voice. We have to be saying the same things to the ad community
yeah.
so that they listen to what we're saying and where the opportunities are at. That's happening right now.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And, you know, from my perspective, how I use the industry, because sometimes when I'm talking to these buyers or planners or the brands and they're talking about, you know, Spanish language, and a lot of them are, you know, general market. They don't understand the Hispanic market. So I use the general market to introduce. I have the Howard Sterns. I have the Steve Harveys. I have the Ryan Seacrest. I have Kelly Ripa. That's who you're dealing with here, and it helps me sell through what I'm getting there. But I think from the perspective of radio, we need to look at overall our reach, our connection versus the other mediums. And I always say you shouldn't put your eggs in one basket, but I think that the investment on radio needs to increase And every single study that you've seen that you increased that investment has helped a brand lift.
Right.
And that's what I don't understand. If they see it with automotive, telecom, all these brands spending on radio, and they have that brand lift, why is it that we have to justify it? It should be, but then the clients who are on radio, who constantly spending a good portion of their budget there, are the ones benefiting them. And their competitors are kind of in the sidelines waiting for it, like, hey, we don't have copy. We can't target those people. We don't have people to take care of them. We can provide all that for them. And that's why radio is so great, because you don't have to wait 2 or 3 weeks to produce a spot. We could do it for you in 30 minutes, 30 seconds, if you want to.
I use the term radio as a force multiplier.
Yes.
To the point that you just made. When you add radio to anything,
yes,
it's on its own, it's fantastic. When you add it to something, it only gets better.
It does. It does. I'm a big fan of Howard Stern, and I stopped listening because I got a car and it has SiriusXM, and I listened to him, and I'm like, he makes me laugh. He makes me react. And I remember in 1999 when I moved to Miami and listened to him an ad for McDonald's. At 7 o'clock in the morning, turning around my car to get a breakfast from McDonald's. That's what we do. We impact your business in the real time. We don't have to wait to see later on what happens, because we're live. We're connecting with people. We impact that by large multiples. And DR, it's a really great testament to that you can see right there with an 800 phone call that you can do that, you know?
Here at the NAB, the RAB, along with our partners and radio members, have funded scholarships for college students to attend this show. So here at the show, there's about 100 college students who are running around with their tag, and they got a little green flag on it, and they're proudly saying RAB Student Scholar. They're getting a chance to interact with broadcasters. They're getting a chance to interact with each other. They're getting a chance to interact with the people around here like INCO, who's provided this amazing technology. Yeah. If you're standing in front of those students, Jose, what's your message to them about the future of this industry and where they need to be pointed?
Well, if you're thinking about just getting into the entertainment business, because we're in the entertainment business, we do concerts, we do live events, we do live radio, and if you want to make an impact on a day-to-day, on a national scale, or your local community, if you're that type of person, this is a way to go. And I'm so happy that you guys are making that contribution. I want to contribute to that next year, because for me, living in 115th Street in a barrio in East Harlem, I never had an opportunity like this. You know, I remember going to my first, you know, college view or interview and leaving Manhattan, and for them to come to Vegas to see this, I didn't get to see this until my 30s. So I'm very proud of what the RAB is doing. I want to be part of that. So whatever we could do to contribute to that, please let us know.
Thank you. And we will. We will absolutely follow up. You know, it was Erica Farber's vision in 2014 that we sat and we looked and we saw that we were aging. We didn't look like our audiences.
Right.
Here in the exhibition hall, we didn't look like our audiences in terms of those that we were interacting with. And so we decided we were going to do something about it. Jeff Warshaw from Connoisseur was the first person, and he said, okay, I'll sponsor 10 students.
Oh, wow.
And then so-and-so said, well, I'll sponsor five in a small company. Our company sponsored five. And then so-and-so and so-and-so. And in about 15 minutes, we raised enough money in 2014 so that 100 students could come to the radio show.
Nobody contact me. Nobody call me. I want to say that.
Well,
I went to Marist College, which is a communication school.
Yeah.
One of the best communication schools in the whole country. And I will bet there's a lot of students from there that would like to come here even before they go to college. But, yeah, you contact me. I'll be sponsoring those children to come here next year.
Well, we'll see that next year.
It's a promise.
Oh, 100%.
I'm going to get you. Okay, you got it.
Okay, well, you know, I have someone over here who's monitoring our conversation, which is Grace.
Yes.
And Grace, and this is an extension of your philosophy and your company, but the RAB has a very important committee, the Multicultural Committee.
Yes.
Tony Coles of iHeart is the committee chair. And again, we want all voices at the table to be able to help the industry move in the direction that it needs to move. And I just want to shout out to Grace, because Grace is a member of that committee. She's a member of your team.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a few minutes to brag on her.
I'm going to tell you something. Grace is a person, a voice to not reckon with. She brings life. You think that I am excited about stuff? She goes into a room and everybody knows that Grace is there. Because Grace, whether you are somebody who's starting on the business, or just lost your job, or just an advocate of radio, she picks up the phone. to call me. We had a very good friend of ours who just lost her job in the media industry on the buying side. She's like, hey, I want to do something for this person. I said, great, let's do that. That's the kind of person that we have in our company. And every single one of us has that kind of story. But Grace has elevated our company. And when I go back to our original thing, this company is built by people. Grace has lifted us very, very high in our level with the community.
Well, tip of the cap, and we thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we thank Grace, but
we thank you yeah.
being involved in what we
do. She's our Cuban secret weapon.
I don't know if she's a secret weapon or not, but, you know, you talk about force multiplier, the personality
and
the passion. It's great.
I don't have to worry. You know, we're here together as an example. She covered a dinner last night with Lipstick and Lobster. Whether Grace is in the Hispanic Radio Conference in Houston or she's in Miami, I know that confidently she could be there representing us, and I could be somewhere else working for the company. So that's the kind of multiplier you have, that we have. We have a thing we say, take care of the baby, which is our company. And then we say, divide and conquer. We go to separate places representing each other. And she's an ambassador, not only for radio, but for Nueva Network as well.
Let's talk about the company. Conversations with advertisers. How is that going? And again, you have such a great concept.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of enthusiasm behind it. Take us behind the scenes in some of those conversations with advertisers. Do they see the opportunity as well?
They do, but we have to, you know, a lot of companies are reacting to the quarter. We're thinking long term, so the conversations are more like, how can we partner up in a 3-year deal? But when we talk about Nueva Now and the brands, the doors are open, because we not only say what we're going to do, but we do it. And we do it very well. And we have top personalities. For the Hispanic market, if we ask for a meeting, whether it be at the agency side, planning side, or the client, they open that door. And what I want to say, the example of people is, like, we execute on what we say we're going to do. And I see that we have a lot of growth. Disclaimer, we're only a 4-year company. We only have about 50 to 60% of all the advertisers. So we have growth for the next 5 years. But it's not just about growth. It's about partnership with the agencies, that when they say, hey, we need this from radio, they'll call us first. We need this from Spanish radio. We need this to be produced. We need to bring 100 kids to the NAB. We need to invest in products. They call us first. Not because we are 100% Hispanic, not because we're in the Hispanic market, because we're part of radio overall. And we want to represent that. And I think we've elevated in the last 4 years. The agencies are having different perspective, not just on Hispanic radio, but on radio because of us.
Okay, look over the hood. Look, this, and this is going to be a short side for you, because you've got your eye in the middle of 2030s,
yeah,
in the 2030s. But look over the hill and look at 2030. Tell us what you see.
I see us being the largest Spanish language radio company in the United States, competing head-to-head, but elevating with iHeart, with Odyssey, and bringing out there with 75 stations, with revenues over $250 million, and really representing the Latinos, and also being the forefront of Latin music, concerts, events, red carpet events, and with that, have a purpose also in our communities to contribute to the growth, not only for the next Latino or radio workers or careers, but also for the future of America. Because this is an amazing country, and whoever works hard still can make it here. And we want to get that message that if you still have that work ethic, that passion for what you do, you can still make it here and be big. Dream big and earn big.
I love that. We're going to end right there.
Okay.
Jose, I thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the opportunity here.
I appreciate your passion. I appreciate the time that you've invested on our podcast today. And we certainly look forward to cheering on your success. And again, not the small radio, the big radio, all of us working together and growing and going.
Congratulations on all you've done in the year plus that you've been at the RAB representing us and being out there. And I think that we are on the right path. I think we're more united. And I think part of you and Erica have done a great job at taking that step. And we just want to be part of that.
And you will. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It goes without saying that a positive attitude makes all the difference. And Jose's love and passion for our medium is a lesson in leadership. His team, his listeners, and his advertisers are better for it, and as he is committed to driving results for everyone. He is both a force for good and a force for change, and I can't wait to see how he continues to evolve Nueva Network.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.